We're going to go on a journey together now, a journey to find your own place of power. So make sure you're in a safe place and take a moment, go through the grounding exercise for yourself. And when you're grounded, imagine a circle of light around you, a circle of protection. Take a moment and for yourself, call in the four elements and the center, which is spirit. Maybe call in the goddess and the god, or whatever deities, whatever sense of the sacred is meaningful to you right now. That's the very beginning of the practice of a ritual. And here's a little journey we can take to find your own place of power. So, as you breathe deep, listen to the drum. Listen to the rhythm of the drum. And let it begin to take you into a very deep place within. With a deep breath in and out, you find yourself beginning to go deeper and deeper. With a deep breath in and out, you find yourself beginning to sink into a place that will be your own place of power. With a third breath in and a third breath out, you find yourself coming into a place where you can be in touch with the very deepest parts of yourself. And now, take a moment and imagine in this place that you can open your eyes, you can look down at your feet, and you can see where you are. Bring all your senses alive here. Notice the feel of the air on your skin, which you can smell and taste and touch. Can hear and what you can see. And then slowly begin to look up. And let's look to the four directions. Look to the east. It doesn't have to be the east in the physical world as long as it feels like the east to you. And notice what you see and hear and feel and sense in the east. What's there for you. And with a breath, turn and face the south. Notice what you see and hear and feel and sense in the south. And what's there for you. And with a breath, turn and face the west. And notice what you can see and hear and feel and sense in the west. What's there for you. And with a breath, turn and face the north. And notice what you can see and hear and feel and sense in the north. And what's there for you. And with a breath, turn back to the center. Notice what you see and hear and feel and sense in the center, and what's there for you. As you breathe, let yourself open up right now to the possibility of help, of wisdom, of teaching. If you have a problem, you can imagine bringing it here to the center of your place of power. And you can ask in this place for someone to come to you who can offer you some guidance, who can offer you some wisdom. It might be an aspect of the goddess or an aspect of yourself, an ancestor, a spirit, or simply a being who is there. As you breathe, know that this being is coming to you. As you open your eyes in your place of power, you begin to see and sense and feel who's here. And now, take a moment and just open yourself up to the guidance, to the wisdom that you need. Know that however much time you spend with this being will be all the time that you need. And now as you breathe, thank this being for the wisdom and the help. And know that you can always come here. You can always meet again. Ask this being if there's something you can offer, you can give back. And as you say thank you, this being begins to move back, and you stand once again in the center of your place of power, looking at what's there in the center and saying goodbye and thanks, and knowing that you can come back here again, that this is your place. And breathing deep and turning to the north, saying goodbye and thanks. And breathing deep again, turning to the west, and saying goodbye and thanks. Breathing deep again, turning to the south and saying goodbye and thanks. Breathing deep again, turning to the east and saying goodbye and thanks. And taking three deep breaths in and out, slowly beginning to come back from your place of power as you breathe in and out. Remembering what you've learned and what help you've received there as you breathe in and out, as the drum begins to fade away. You know that this place of power is yours, that you can return whenever you want to, and that you'll remember what you've learned there. And now, opening your eyes. The drum fades. And you can pat the edges of your physical body, knowing that you're fully back. Say your name out loud. Clap your hands three times. So now you've had a little taste of ritual. A little taste of our tradition. If we were really meeting, we'd now share some food and drink. So maybe it's time for you to go find some for yourself. And when you do, just take a moment and bless the food, bless the drink. Honor the goddess. Honor that quality of life that runs through all things and the interconnectedness of life. Offer something back with gratitude. And give thanks. And now it's time to open our circle again, to step outside of this place between the worlds and say that by the earth that is her body, by the air that is her breath, by the fire of her bright spirit, by the waters of her living womb, the circle is open but unbroken. May the peace of the goddess go in your hearts. Merry meet and merry part, and merry meet again.
This concludes The Beginner's Guide to Wicca with Starhawk, music by Stephen McNamara. To order additional copies of this program or to receive a free catalog of over 400 audio and video tapes, please visit Sounds True on the World Wide Web, www.soundstrue.com, or call 800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. Thank you for listening.